Glenn Azumi. Hey, gang. Today, Zoom's been getting your boss to do some basic training. And, you know, some of this training you're going to hear from today may be so basic that we take it for granted. And the first one I'm going to talk about is independent distributor application. You know, it sounds so easy because, you know, when your brand new distributor signs up for the business, they fill out one of these. But it does not mean that they know how to fill out correctly when they need to sponsor someone else. So let's go through the distributor application. First of all, on the upper left-hand corner, underneath the date, you'll notice that it says, please drop ship distributor kit 2, and then there's a name section and a PIN number. You know, smart distributors will have distributor kits on hand so they can recycle their kits. For example, when you sign up a brand new person, the person will have to wait 7 to 10 days in order to receive their distributor kit. But if you have them on hand, then you can turn around and give it to them right there and then so they can get started immediately and go out there and show the products to your friends and family. Okay, gang? And then in return, when you do that, you put your name and PIN number in that section, and the distributor kit will then be will be drop-shipped back to you so you can put it back into your inventory. And when you sponsor someone else, you give them that distributor kit and do the same thing again. All right? This way, your distributors will always be happy because they're going to be going home with products in hand, video, cassette tape, I mean, everything that they need to start a business will be right there in hand. The next section is called sponsor information. And if you notice, the first one is a temporary sponsor name and PIN number. The reason why we have this is because in many instances, if you sponsor a lot of people in a month, you don't really have time to train every single one of them. So if you leave yourself as a temporary sponsor and you leave your PIN number there, that means that as long as within the same month, you can go ahead and transfer this person to some other distributorship. So in other words, let's just say you have a director in your organization that's working really hard, and let's say this month you sponsored 10 people. Well, you know you can't handle them all, so what you want to do is maybe temporarily sponsor all 10, and then if you want to move them and put them under this director that's working hard, then you can give them, and that's where the permanent sponsor name and PIN number will go. So if you decide to give this person away, then you can give them, just fill in the person's, as a permanent sponsor name and PIN number, and that's exactly where that new distributor will be going into that downline. Okay, gang? So I want to, and if you don't plan to give away that distributor, then you become the permanent sponsor. Okay? And of course, you make sure you sign it. The next section is the new distributor information. First of all, they're asking for a social security number. And usually they will not have a PIN number unless, of course, they were a distributor with the old company. Okay, so you're probably looking for a social security number, then the name of the applicant as well as the secondary applicant, mailing address, city and zip code, city-state zip code, and phone number and email. Now, in this situation, if they were to use a P.O. box as a mailing address, then in the next section where it says shipping information, then they need to have physical delivery address in that section in order for them to receive the distributor kit. And, of course, to do business with DW International. Now, you may run into some distributor, brand new people that may not want to give you a social security number. And, you know, in our business, it's required because we need to report to IRS exactly what kind of business that you're doing in case there's a time when you start making income from DW International. So that's why the social security number is necessary. Now, if they don't want to give it to you right there and then, that's fine. You know, you can have them fill out the application themselves and fax it up to this application in themselves, or they can send it in themselves. Or another way is that you can fax everything to the company, DW International, and have them call in the morning and talk to distributor services and give their social security number over the phone to one of our agents. Okay, gang? So there's plenty of ways that you can get around as far as getting the social security number. Then next portion there is a select payment options, and that's very easy. My suggestion is that if you have someone that wants to sign up as a distributor and they want to pay by check, my suggestion is that you make the check payable to you and you put them on your credit card so you can fax this information right away. And that way your distributor can get started with a PIN number the next following day. Okay, gang? And here's one very important section that a lot of distributors miss out on, is that on the bottom right-hand corner, there's a section for signatures. make sure there's a signature there from your brand new distributor, because without a signature, this independent distributor application will not be processed. And once again, your renewal date for the distributor will be the date that DWG actually processes the order, not the date that's on the application necessarily. Okay, gang? So I hope I've explained this to you so that you can understand exactly how to fill up the distributor application. Remember, don't take it for granted, because something as simple as this, if you mess it up, it'll take a long time to process. Hey gang, now that you're done filling out the application, you might think that this is over with and it's ready to go. But here's a quick review before you send it in. Just make sure that you read back the information to your distributor, your brand new distributor, because you know, if it's legible to you, then it'll be legible to the distributor service agent. And remember, anything that's done wrong can pull up a holdup on the distributor kit coming back to you, if it's going to be a drop ship or if it's going to be directly sent to your customer, your brand new distributor, then you want to make sure that they get it right away. Because anything small, such as, for example, missing the expiration date on the credit card, or not having a signature for the credit card. You see, on the distributor application, there may be two requirements when it comes to signatures. One may be for the credit card signature, and the other one is for the signature for the distributor application itself. Because without these, the application will not be processed. So just make sure that you review the entire application with your brand new distributor. Make sure the credit card has an expiration date to it. And make sure it's legible. That's the main thing that distributor service can read it. So if you can read it, then you know that distributor service agent can read it. So just make sure it's legible so they can process it faster. See ya.